and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, welcome to the American Adversaries. That's right, folks, it is a beautiful Sunday afternoon here once again in Central Florida as the sun begins to drop beyond, below the horizon, I should say, beyond and below. All right, one step beyond. Remember that show? Anyway, you got the American Adversaries Sunday evening three-hour classic tour. That's right, we're here, we're live, coming to you on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Aubrey Kahn's in the studio getting his paperwork all set up over here in his pad, laptop, whatever you call that doggone thing. What is that thing? A tablet. Tablet.
You know, it's the kind that Moses took when he was constipated. He took two and proceeded.
Yeah, right. That is Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. We got Jeff Sinis back up on the bridge tonight.
I'm back. How you doing?
407-774-8255 is the number. Of course, Jeff was out helping his parents celebrate their 41st wedding anniversary last week and got to also, because they're from Chicago, celebrate a big World Series victory. How about that, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. Go Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Is that the old saying? And, of course, they could fly that W flag. And I guess three or four of the guys were actually in town in Disney World yesterday and today.
Yeah, that's right. How you doing?
How you doing to Ben Zobrist and the others out there? Of course, Ben Zobrist is no stranger to these Central Florida parts because, of course, he and Joe Madden were part of the Tampa Bay Rays success over there when they were successful.
Well, here's another coincidence. Yeah. Ben Zobrist is also from Central Illinois. I'm from Northern Illinois.
How about that connection? How about the old homeboy? All right. Once again, welcome to the show. Feel free to give us a call at any time as we exit the final weekend before the biggest election I know in my lifetime, that's for sure. And the reason they keep getting bigger and bigger is because the problems keep getting bigger and bigger. They don't seem to get solved. And lo and behold, we got a chance this time to pick a guy who can really solve problems. He's proven that he can solve problems as opposed to a woman who's proven that she does nothing but create problems. All right, real quick, there is some breaking news just came across the wires. James Comey said, what now?
The new emails show no evidence of wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton.
All right, but that doesn't mean that they don't show wrongdoing by Huma Abedin and or Anthony Weiner. And this is, of course, he's talking about evidently these $650,000. And he also said, we haven't changed our July conclusions on Clinton. And this is, of course, good news for the Hillary Clinton campaign coming at the last moment. However, this could have some bearing on the election. I'll explain to you why here in just a few minutes. It's all in the numbers. But the emails that he's referring to are the ones, I presume, that they found on, as I said,
on the Wiener's
laptop. All right. Now, that, however, is separate from the news that the New York Post broke this morning. And of these two stories, it's not going to be hard for you to figure out which one the media plays the most, because that story was broken in the New York Post, and it had to do with a woman by the name of Marina Santos. You ever heard of Marina Santos?
The name rings a bell, but
it does?
Can't recall where or why.
Well, this Marina Santos is a made woman. You've heard of made men, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, she's a made woman spelled M-A-I-D. In other words, she was Hillary's Chappaqua Mansion, maid. She did the beds. She did the vacuuming. She cleaned the toilets.
That's right. And she printed up emails.
But
not to worry. She was too busy, so she gave them to the gardener who was part of ISIS, I'm sure.
Right, and these weren't just any old emails now. They have, amongst these emails were classified, top secret, and confidential emails, right?
That's right.
And this maid, of course, doesn't work for the government to begin with, and presumably she doesn't work for the CIA or some other intelligence agency.
She could be an illegal.
So she has no security clearance, period, zip, zero, nada. All right? And so that right there is a violation of a little old thing called the Espionage Act. Because the Espionage Act says you're not supposed to let this kind of information get into the hands of people without clearance, no matter what. And intent doesn't have a thing to do with it. Now, which story you think is going to get played the most over these next 2 days, right?
Nope.
That story is not going to get played at all, except places like right here.
It's buried already.
And the Director Comey story. Why? Did you hear Director Comey? Big Jim Comey. By the way, you know why they call him Big Jim?
Small hands.
He's actually 6 feet, 8 inches tall. This guy is huge. He's very tall.
Big guy, yeah.
He probably played basketball in high school and college. But, of course, it's the Big Jim Comey news. Then now he's back in. Oh, now he's wonderful again, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here you're
going to start singing his praises in the Democrat Party.
Exactly. And so it's comical in a sense. If there wasn't so much at stake, you'd want to laugh at it. But now you probably want to cry about it. But don't get down over it. I don't think at this point it's as significant as it may seem. And as I said, we'll get into that in a little while. But I want to get back to this Marina Santos thing. This is huge.
Yep.
Do you know that the Rosenbergs were executed over violating the Espionage Act? It carries a death sentence with it. Not necessarily a mandatory death sentence, but a possible death sentence.
Firing squad.
Well, yeah. Or I believe they were executed by electric chair, if I'm not mistaken, but they got it. I mean, they got zapped one way or the other, whacked, as they say. And so this is, once again, proof that this woman is not qualified to run
a lemonade stand.
Right.
Forget about president.
Exactly. Very well put. But as I said, of course, the media, even right now, we're watching Fox here. We got Fox on the, and of course, it's breaking news, but this is all they're talking about.
Right.
This is it. This, Jim Comey. And this means nothing. It means nothing because there's so much else out there. And there'll be more WikiLeaks as things that'll come out.
Oh, you didn't see that the Hillary Clinton party has said that they're probably going to be fake WikiLeaks being leaked.
Be ready because, if any WikiLeaks come out, they're, quote-unquote, probably fakes. What do you expect them to say? I mean, they're in a fight for their life, too, the way they see it. So, they're fighting tooth and nail, and in a way, I guess you got to respect them for that. But the people I don't have any respect for, not zero, zero, zip, zero, nada, are these rascals in the media. And the only reason I use the word rascal is because I can't use on the radio the word I'd like to use. And they are just the bottom of the barrel. They're the scum of the earth. They are really scummy people because they have thrown all ethics and principle, and I'm talking about journalistic ethics and principles, out the window. We've known this for some time, but it's like they're all a bunch of rascals. I mean, even Fox isn't all that great when you get right down to it. Yeah, sometimes, but most of the time, no. They had Brett Baer back at tracking himself this week, right? Prior to I guess we could have predicted this announcement by James Comey because Friday Brett Baer was going, sorry, folks, everything I said was not accurate.
Right.
And what he was talking about were indictments coming down. And I do still believe that there could very well, there should be indictments. And if they're not, and I'm not just talking about Hillary and or Bill with the foundation. And by the way, this what James Comey said today has nothing to do with the investigation into the foundation. All right? And it is that investigation that is still going forward, which has the most possibility of legal jeopardy for the Clintons. But for their surrounding cadre of idiots, some or all of them should fall under indictment.
But let me ask you this. How many agents did they have to go through over 300,000 emails in a week?
They basically left it up to a machine. All right, they left it up to a computer to go through.
We know how computers cannot ever be manipulated, right?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I guarantee you, later on down the line, there'll be some emails that'll come out. Oh, which? How did this one slip through the cracks?
Yeah, there was over 10,000 that slipped through the cracks.
Right. This is just a bunch of hokum. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure at this point in the election it matters much. I think that story was kind of already baked in the cake anyway, mm-hmm. and that's not what's going to turn, this election's going to turn on. And believe me, the election can go either way. I've got some numbers I want to go over with you when we come back and have a little bit more time. I don't want to start into it now with just a minute and a half or so to go in this segment and have to stop. So we'll get back to that on the other side and talk about how this could easily still go Trump's way. It's right now, I believe it's Hillary's to lose, but it's Trump's to win. And I'll tell you what I mean by that when we get back. But Hillary and her maid, the maid did nothing wrong in essence.
No, but Hillary, followed orders.
Hillary certainly did by asking the maid to print out top secret information on her home computer printer because she was too lazy or too ignorant to know how to do it herself. And as I said, the maid had absolutely no clearance whatsoever. That is a crime that falls under the Espionage Act, but that's not going to get the play because especially it wasn't getting much play anyway, but now with this Comey story out, that's going to be all the liberal media is going to be able to talk about for the next 48 hours, so prepare yourself for it. You're going to be inundated with it, but you're just going to have to cut through it. All right, it's kind of like driving through a fog. You're just going to have to do it, you know, and the only other option is to give up and crawl over somewhere and die. And that ain't what we're about here. We're all about fighting for this great nation. We're all about being the American adversaries, right?
Right. I have a question for you, Chris, before we go to break.
Uh-oh.
If you had to choose between voting for Hillary and getting shot in the leg, what caliber would you choose?
As small as possible. We'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. All right, yeah, of course, that's the theme music from the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. We had the bad in town today, down to Kissimmee Way, down in your neck of the woods there, Aubrey.
Oh, yeah. El Presidente.
Big Bo himself, Big Bo Obama, Big Bo Obama. Big Bo Obama is just about, I guess he's about leaving town right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, yesterday I did something I have never, ever done before in my life. And I broke down and I went out. And yesterday, about 3:30 in the afternoon, I voted early. I always wait until election day, but this time I just couldn't wait. I just had to get out and do it. I was right there, the library on East Colonial Drive there, and so I went in and voted, and I had red on, and there was a lot of red in there. Right. And then when I got outside, there was a woman out there that I was talking to. She was holding a sign for a candidate right there where I was parked. So I was just, you know, she was like, a Trumper. And I was talking to her for a minute. And lo and behold, overhead came one of these big old C-5s or C-5As or whatever they call them. One of them big old huge Air Force transports. And it was probably down there dropping
bringing
off
the limos,
the beast, and then going back wherever the other beast was, where Obama was yesterday, to pick that beast up and take it. They like leapfrog, see?
Yep.
And then right behind it, just a couple of minutes behind it, came it looked like it was a campaign plane. Had a big old American flag on the back, and it was cooking, buddy. I mean, they had the throttles, the pedal to the metal on that baby, and it was chasing after that thing. So, a lot of goings on here in town, but the president was in Kissimmee today, and I'm sure he had a decent crowd down there. But wherever he goes, he's getting bigger crowds than she does. I mean, that's the good news and the bad news packed into it.
But he's the president; he should always draw a big crowd,
right? Indeed, and so. I don't read a whole lot into that because the momentum is definitely, the enthusiasm is picking up on Donald Trump's side. This is definitely showing up in the polls. And that's big deal going into these last couple of days. This so-called Comey news may try to chip into that. But I really don't think it. I think, as I said before, I think we've gone beyond that. I think people are looking past that. Let me go over some numbers with you here. By the way, I want to remind you to please come out and join us tomorrow for the Rally the Vote Decision 2016 Rally the Vote event at the Starlight Baptist Church. The doors open at noon. The event begins at 1 o'clock. We've got a great lineup of speakers. Ty Woods' widow, turns out, cannot make it. She had to cancel. But we do still have Mike Gallagher, David Clark's going to be there. They're going to be speaking. Twee Lowe is going to be speaking. She's a candidate running against Val Demings. So that's a big, huge race that Soros and others have poured a lot of money into. And I'll be speaking there. So come on out and join us. And because rallying the vote is very important. And I'm going to tell you why right now.
Aren't you going to be the MC there?
Yeah. And they're going to give me a couple minutes to chew the fat, too.
Cool.
All right. So come on out. We'll all have a great time. I guarantee it. All right. Carl Jackson does great great work looking into numbers for us. And he's looked into the latest numbers today, just a little while ago. And Hillary did take a severe blow when the FBI reopened her case. But since then, she's kind of stabilized. This is why I think the news today, I don't think, is really
going to be that impactful. It'll have some impact, but I don't know that it'll have enough to overcome Trump's momentum. We shall see. She's up about 2 points over Trump nationally. That's a real clear politics average. By the way, Obama was up about 1 point over Romney at this time. But that's the electoral map is kind of all over the place. She leads in the popular vote, but he could very well still win Nevada. He looks good in New Hampshire. It's dead even in North Carolina and Florida, and he's pretty comfortable in Ohio and Iowa. Iowa and Ohio, Republicans haven't won in a long time. And the only Republican in recent history to have won Ohio and not win the presidency was Richard Nixon in 1960, which, by the way, that election was very close, and there was a lot of people who urged Nixon to contest it because it looked like it had been tampered with. Sound familiar? So he's hanging in there, and if he were to win Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, and Iowa, and the other states that Romney won, he'd win 270 Electoral College votes to 268. Actually, this thing, it could end up in a tie, and which it would go to the House of Representatives. Each state would get one vote, and because Republicans control about 30-something state governments, the Republicans would no doubt elect Donald Trump.
Don't be so sure of that.
But then it would be up to, they would have to choose between Trump or Clinton. But then the Senate would choose the vice president. And if the Democrats take control of the Senate, they could very well choose Tim Kaine or Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton.
Lord help us.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Here's the key number, though. And this is why we really want you to come out to the Rally the Vote event tomorrow or do whatever you can to talk to people, because according to Carl's numbers, there are still 13% of voters who are undecided going into this weekend.
Yep.
And most of them have done this purposely. In other words, they decided not to decide until this final few days.
They're not letting up.
Right. And so this is where momentum is big. And the undecideds oftentimes will break toward the change candidate. Okay? They'll break towards change. And many of them oftentimes are Republicans who finally just reluctantly but coming home. And so that may favor Trump. But if there are still 13% of voters undecided, basically that means out of every 10 people that you know, one of them is undecided. Now, the rest have already made up their mind or they're not going to vote or whatever. All right? But that one, if you can figure out who they are and get to them, please try to do that. And don't be overbearing. Just offer your assistance. What is it that's holding you up from voting for Trump? That's the way you want to approach it. What is it that's holding you up? What's that thing that if I can deal with it, if I can convince you that whatever. And so, but here's some of the numbers. And by the way, you can always tell in the last couple of days of an election where which side is running scared, all right, and which side is running bold and aggressive. And in this particular last couple of days, guess who's running scared and guess who's running bold and aggressive? Trump is running bold and aggressive. It is Hillary Clinton who's running scared. She's got to go to Michigan. She's got to go to and all of her surrogates, too. I have to go into these states that they thought they already had locked up. Democratic strongholds where Donald Trump is actually putting pressure on them. If he somehow manages to bring home Michigan, it's going to be a big night for Republicans, because that means he will have brought home Ohio and these other states. And by the way, an early canary in the coal mine, to use a worn out cliche, maybe New Hampshire. Because the polls will close at the same time our polls will close. It's not a big state, so we should get some numbers pretty quickly coming in. And if that breaks towards Trump,
it could very well be a huge night for Trump. If it goes to Clinton, it means it's going to be a difficult night for Donald Trump. And, of course, he's got to have Florida. He's got to have Florida in this equation.
The whole election hinges on Florida once again.
Us, right here. And by the way, he's going to be in Sarasota tomorrow morning. You can get tickets at DonaldJTrump.com if you want to go there, or if you have any friends that are over there and they somehow don't know about this. He will be there tomorrow morning. The doors open at 8 a.m. The event is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. That's Sarasota. Donald Trump will be lighting down over there. You can see that he's spending a lot of time in Hillsborough County over there. So let's hope that means that their numbers are pretty good for us. Now, he was right here in the fairgrounds the other day. So not, it's this I-4 corridor. How many things we've talked about? We don't even have to mention it. Y'all already know. It's right here, and we're right in the middle of it, right? Right here in the middle of this thing. So we got to get her done right here. And then let the chips fall where they may elsewhere. But the momentum is on Trump's side. We'll go over some more numbers when we come back on the other side, too. And once again, though, please come out and join us tomorrow at the Starlight Baptist Church. 1 p.m. the event begins, and it's going to be a great event. Decision 2016, Rally the Vote. And once again, if you can find that one.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL AM 660 and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, Hillary is not on the throne. Well, she, never mind.
But he does it there.
But Trump's coming to town. He's determined to take Florida, and he needs your help.
That's right. He's coming to Sarasota town tomorrow morning. I presume it'll be his last stop in Florida. He'll be crisscrossing the nation again tomorrow. He's in five states today. He's already been in Iowa and Minnesota. He went to Minneapolis, Minnesota. I mean, he's putting pressure
on. He's working.
He's working it. I mean, I'm telling you, he is working it. And
he's going to sell his plane after this. It'll be used.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. And then he was going to Michigan. And then, again, in, I believe it's Ohio or Pennsylvania. And then he's going to end up the night in Virginia, another state, which was considered, you know, long ago determined.
To be a safe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure that it won't go still to Hillary Clinton, in part because of Tim Kaine being a popular senator from there, semi-popular anyway.
Popular? What, yet?
Yeah. But
three people lining up to get into his.
If Trump would just win, and we know he's got Iowa, Ohio, if he just win one of those other three states, that would be a huge night for him.
Yep.
So he's pushing, like I said, he's the aggressive one. He's the one reaching into the blue states. He's the one putting the pressure on Hillary's home turf.
Hillary, if you're listening, go rest.
I'd put it more like go to you know what, but
Need your beauty sleep.
That's right. And Mr. President, if you're out there, if you're nice to Trump, maybe he'll be nice to you.
He'll let you play nighttime golf.
Yeah, that's right. He'll set you up down there at Doral, get you a nice condo or townhouse or whatever. You could play golf to your heart's content.
Does he have an ex-presidential suite?
He might. He could build one for him, I guarantee you that. And on time and under budget. So, once again, the momentum has been for Trump, and he's been playing it cool and on message. And these rallies are thunderous. I caught a little bit of the Iowa one today, and I caught a little bit of the Minnesota one right before I had to leave the house to come to the studio. And it was in an airplane hangar. And once again, you can't see the crowd, but you can tell by the thunderous. Lock her up in USA. I mean, you know there's a lot of people there. And so he's at least causing them to have to burn time and resources in states that they thought they already had locked up, which, of course, means that allows him to press the momentum in the other states. There's been a lot more ads on TV. Now, tomorrow night during the Monday night football game, the Clinton campaign has taken out a full 2-minute ad that's going to be finally Hillary's message as to what she's going to do for us all as president, right?
Doofus.
Just leave the out. Doofus all. And if we're doofuses, we'll believe any of it, right? Only doofuses will believe what that tripe and crap that she'll be putting out. But Trump's been running a lot of ads, too. They've been running, I don't know if you've noticed, but they've been running full-page newspaper ads in the Orlando Sentinel for about the last week or so. And so they're spending some money. And once again, the message is getting out there. Now, in terms of the numbers, Hispanic voting numbers are up. The African-American voting numbers
are double of what they were.
Are the Hispanic numbers, and the other one's numbers are down. That, however, doesn't mean that all the Hispanics are running out there to vote against Donald Trump. It all gets down to the percentages. And if he can pull somewhere between 20 and 25% of the Hispanic vote and hold down the black vote, and or get a number of them too, that would make North Carolina and states like Florida a lot easier. We shall see with that. Let me just run down. These are the real clear politics averages of this afternoon in key states. Michigan, it appears as though Clinton, in an average of polls, is up about 4.5. Wisconsin, about 5.5. Florida, she's up about 1. In Iowa, Trump is up 3. Ohio, about 3. Pennsylvania, Clinton, about 2.5. New Hampshire, Trump by 1.5. North Carolina, Trump by 1.5. Colorado, Clinton by about 3. Nevada, Trump by 2. Virginia, Clinton by about 5. Maine, Clinton by about 5. New Mexico, Clinton by 4. Arizona, Trump by 4. So as I said, however, these are still subject to change because of the 13% of the undecideds. And once again, a lot of times they'll go with the momentum and they'll go with the change candidate that should favor Trump. Now, will this Comey news change any of that? Perhaps. Will it change it enough? I'm not so sure. Because I said, I think people have already kind of, that's already kind of baked in. And the bad news for Clinton was able to seep and settle in for a lot longer than the good news. You were going to say something, Aubrey.
Yeah, you know, the legal Hispanic population is split probably 50-50 between Hillary and Trump.
Right.
But you've got a lot of illegal aliens from Mexico who are voting in multiple places and being driven there in vans. They were caught doing that this week.
This was revealed originally by the Project Veritas videos where they described how to do it. And where were they caught doing it this week?
Oh, this was down in the Arizona area.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Department of Immigration says they've committed no crimes.
Yeah. We'll take that up in more detail when we get Steve Gushov of Legal Immigrants for America in here to talk about this, because certainly that has been, you know, one of the, shall we say, dangers that is lurking out there. Let's get in a couple of phone calls, though, before we take a break. Sherry is up first, and then we got Diane. So, Sherry, thanks for calling tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You too, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm blessed.
And you, Chris?
We're doing great. Going to be in your neck of the woods tomorrow.
Yeah. I know.
Well, I hope you got.
Listen, was it, you know, when Comey said that he was going to reopen this investigation again on Hillary?
Yeah.
A lot of people wondered why. Well, if you listen to the Kevin McCullough's radio show last night, he's on Biz TV and he's on Radio Night Live in New York City.
Right.
And about the second half hour, he came out and he said the NYPD had got a search warrant to go through Wiener's laptop.
Right.
And it was the NYPD that found the 650,000 emails.
Right. Originally, yes.
Yeah, and then they went to Comey and told Comey that he needs to reopen this investigation.
Right.
Okay. Well, they said if he didn't, they would have a press conference
and announce it.
Right. Well, Miss Big Fat Buttocks, Loretta Lynch, she complained about it and told Comey not to. And right after that, he opened it up. Right after that, that's when she charged that one of the police officers in New York for the death of that big, huge, fat guy that was selling Lucy's on the street that died. He was fat, obese.
I forget his name. I can't think of it.
I knew what it was this morning, but I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
But she ended up charging him. Now, after all this time, this guy's been dead.
Yeah. Yeah,
and this thing with Comey come up. Why in the world is
they're playing dirty. They're playing dirty as can be, and this would explain why Comey came out with that and then is trying to clean it up now with this announcement here today. But I think a lot of people, as I say, have kind of turned their blinders on for this. I'm not so sure that this is going to be what makes these undecideds. The undecideds are going to decide this thing.
I know.
Right? Because
today before the election, and he decides that he's going to leave things standing as it was in July. This is a bunch of...
Well, like I said, there'll be other things that come out about Hillary, and I think that the undecideds, they're waiting to feel comfortable with one or the other candidates, and none of this is making them feel comfortable with her. What Trump has been doing recently, however, is making more and more people feel comfortable with him. For God's sake, you even had St. Pauli girl Ryan out stumping for him today.
Well, you know the guy, I can't think of his name, Lindau or whatever, the guy that owns the MyPillow country?
Yes, yes.
Okay, he's been traveling with Trump for about the last 3 or 4 days, and he was on McCullough's show last night.
Yeah.
And he said, is it possible that Trump might take Minnesota?
Yeah, that's a stretch. I mean, it's a reach, but he's stumping there. And
oh, yeah.
He had a huge crowd in Minneapolis area. So it's quite possible. It's quite feasible. If he really gets rolling, I mean, a lot of things, there could be big surprises that night.
Yeah.
And it's going to depend on the undecided. It's 13% undecided. 4 years ago, there were only like 3% undecided going to Election Day. In 2012, there were only 3% undecided the Sunday before the election. 13%. The undecided is going to decide this election. They are going to decide this election. And this is why it's so important for us, if we know anybody out there that's undecided, to go to them and say, what's it going to take? Right?
I've done that with everybody I know, but we also need to remind everybody for prayers on Tuesday morning.
Absolutely. Our power prayer for and here's the specific request to God, that he make those undecided votes go to Trump, that they are guided to Donald Trump.
And maybe make him go in and change some of the votes.
We've been praying that, too, that any false vote that comes up, that it's turned into 2 votes for Donald Trump.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Not that anybody get out and do anything wrong, but that the wrongdoers be thwarted. Right? So, and God can work miracles. But the main thing is that the undecideds go to Trump in big numbers. If that happens, it'll be a big night for Donald Trump all across this nation. And by the way, just today, as I was coming to the studio, I go this particular route, and as I was going through a stop sign, I looked down the street, and here was a guy, we had 3 kids with him, and they were marching down the street carrying Trump signs above their heads, okay? And I knew what they were doing right away. And so I had already gone through the intersection, so I stopped and I backed up into the intersection. Don't tell the cops.
I won't.
And then I turned and I drove down the street and I waved to him. I said, go Trump, you know, we sort of rallied each other. Right up at the corner of my street, there had been some Trump signs somebody had planted up there. Well, last night, some SOB must have come along and torn them down.
Oh.
Well, they were marching up there to put them back up. And the kids were enthusiastic. What Donald Trump is doing is he is revitalizing our politics. He is rejuvenating America. You know, I heard these clowns this morning, you know, asking the question, if Hillary Clinton gets elected president, how's she going to reunite the country? Because this is her latest message. I want to be your president. I want to be their president. I want to be everybody's president. Well, she ain't going to be.
Well, what about all the basket of deplorables?
Well, she wants to be their president too.
Yeah,
all right, so the question was, how's Hillary going to do it? How's she going to draw the country together? She's not. She's not the one who's drawing people together like Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is the remedy. He's the medicine. He's the man we need now. We cannot lose this election. We lose this election, it's all gone. And for the so-called brainiacs out there like Michael Medved, who think that, oh, well, we'll just somehow get through 4 years of Hillary Clinton, and then we'll come out better on the other side because the conservatives will come to our rescue, are a bunch of doggone fools and idiots. We cannot follow that path. Trump is the man. Now is the time. We got to get it done. If you want to stay on the line, Sherry, fine. Otherwise, thanks for calling. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
Thank you.
Yes.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Charles for you. God bless America. Welcome back to the show, folks. Once again, please come out and join us tomorrow for the Decision 2016 Rally the Vote event. Yeah, I love this song. Let a little bit play there, Jeff. That's right. There you go. Here we go.
But now, wait a minute.
Everybody now.
I'm talking about America.
That's right.
Sweet You know, God done shed his grace on thee.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know,
that's right. I love the way he sings that, too. He goes, God done blessed America. Only Ray Charles can sing that song like that. Welcome back to the show. Once again, I was inviting you to the Decision 2016 Rally the Vote. We got to rally the vote. We got to rally to win because we got, I mean, the stakes are huge. Steve Gushov of Legal Immigrants for America has joined us now. Steve, good to see you again.
How are you, sir?
I'm pumped up. I'm ready to rock.
Rare
I'm ready to roll,
yep.
Buddy.
48 hours.
We got to bring this thing home. Once again, our power prayer Tuesday morning will be the final of our three power prayers. We're asking you to pray between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m., and if you could focus this week on the hours between 4 and 5 a.m. in particular. And we're asking that God turn the undecideds toward Donald Trump, that he be elected president of the United States, and that the United States be once again come together as one nation under God, indivisible. All right, with liberty and justice for all. And that's what this is all about. America number one, and this is the way we do it. And so that's Tuesday morning power prayer. Once again, pray for Donald Trump, pray for his safety, pray for his guidance, and pray that God turns the minds of those who have been undecided to vote for Donald J. Trump. All right, and once again, the event tomorrow starts at noon. The doors open, I should say. The event starts at 1, and it is free, but you have to have a ticket. You can get that at am660theanswer.com, and they have gone rapidly. I don't know how many are left now, but if you can, get them at am660theanswer.com. We'd love to see you there tomorrow. Okay, Diane has been patiently waiting. Diane, thank you for calling.
Hey, you guys. It's
howdy.
Good to hear you.
Thanks.
I'm up in New Jersey. We had a family emergency, and I just want to tell you, I'm in the Democrat heart of the world here, and I have seen nothing but Trump signs.
Trump signs? Yard signs?
Yep, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Diane, what city
everywhere.
Are you in? What city in New Jersey?
I'm in Cranford.
Okay. Where's that near?
We're about 20 minutes outside New York City.
Good, yeah.
Wow,
so
that is
that's
big,
true blue, that area. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good omen.
I mean, this whole family is born and bred Democrat, and they're all voting for Trump.
You can't mean it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. If he were,
they hate Hillary. I was talking to some folks. This is chicken in the hospital today, and she was from Haiti, and I brought it up, and she said, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah."
No Hillary.
The Haitians, they're
everywhere around here. And I'm telling you what, there is nothing but Trump signs. No Hillary.
Yeah. It's so true because it's the same down here. I mean, Chris, it's got to be at least 100-1 Trump signs versus Hillary signs. You have a better chance of seeing, you know, Bigfoot or Sasquatch than you do seeing a Hillary sign these days.
But the reasoning is very simple. Hillary supporters cannot afford signs because they're all on welfare.
Well, in fact, if you go downtown, I'm ashamed to say downtown Orlando, it's pretty much the opposite.
You're the yuppies down there, of course.
The metrosexuals, right. As I like to call them. Yes, they are Hillary signs all over the place. There's been a few Trump signs pop up here and there, though. And as I said, though, it seems as though they get vandalized. But like I said, that little family today marching up there, and the kids were like waving the signs. I mean, they were making a big deal out of it as they were marching to replant those signs up there on Bumby Avenue. So,
and particularly the big business signs, you know, the big 4-foot by 8 ones. Yeah. I have never seen a large Hillary sign that big.
It's
tons of Trump ones.
Well, Diane, I hope that the family emergency came out okay, and thank you for calling and letting us know. That's really good news.
Well, I just thought it was amazing. I've never seen anything like it up here, believe me.
I've never seen anything like this campaign, period. And like I said, my dad's been dragging me to political events ever since I can remember. And I've never seen anything like this. The closest thing I've seen to it was the
The Clinton-Gore campaign the first time around.
Right.
There was a lot of enthusiasm that time, too.
But I just thought I'd boost your spirits on it.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I am amazed, too, and that's really great news. That's another state we'll be watching then closely come Tuesday night. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Travel safely. We'll see you back here.
All right.
Okay. And by the way, we will be here Tuesday night with live election night coverage when our show goes, our regular drive time primetime show goes over at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll have pre-election coverage from 5 to 7, but at 7 o'clock, we'll pick it up then with local and statewide. And, of course, we'll be watching the national races as well. And we'll have national coverage and our coverage interspersed during the hours from then on until we get something figured out. And hopefully we'll have an answer fairly early because hopefully Donald Trump will have a huge evening. If this thing goes towards Hillary, I think it's going to be real close. I don't think she's going to win huge. Steve, you've been in politics a long time. I mean, she's defending state. She's having to go to Michigan tomorrow.
Here's the interesting thing is in a certain way, this election has moved away from states like Florida. And Florida is still very important, but the whole Rust Belt now is in play for Trump. You look at Minnesota. Wisconsin, Iowa, all states like that. You know, Michigan as well. And Trump has a chance to win all of them. He's definitely going to win Iowa. And if he can win Michigan and Minnesota, for instance, in Wisconsin, it's over. And he'll win. Oh, he'll get over 300 electoral votes.
Yeah, it'll be
Tied in all those states right now, which is amazing because Hillary was up by double digits in most of those states. He still has the momentum even after this corrupt letter this afternoon.
You talking about the Comey thing?
When I said corrupt letter, I assume you knew that what I was talking about. Yeah,
we'll be talking about that more on the other side of the break here. We do have a hard break coming up here in just a minute. But it is it's down to the nitty-gritty. This is it. And as I said, it's these undecideds are going to decide this election. And they kind of always do. But there are so many of them out there now, 13%, according to Carl Jackson's numbers. And that sounds about right. And so there's a lot of room for movement here. And momentum means a lot in these elections. And, even with this, as you put it, corrupt letter that came out today, I don't think that that's really going to stop the momentum. I think the momentum is bigger than that at this point. We'll get your opinion, though, about it on the other side. But once again, I want to remind you that the Decision 2016 Rally the Vote event tomorrow at the Starlight Baptist Church in Winter Springs is going to be a great event. And once again, it's to help us get everybody fired up. And if there are any people that you happen to know who are amongst these undecided, if you could bring him to that, believe you me, we'll be there to help you convince them that Donald Trump is the remedy for our problems. He is the answer. He is the solution because of what he will bring to the table. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. That's 1 hour in, 2 hours to go. Steve Gushaw will be with us through the next hour of the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. And Legal Immigrants for America is a great organization. They've been out there working very hard to bring this thing home. Let's give them a hand and give them a...
A call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, folks, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time. Oh, wait, whoops, I'm sorry. Sunday evening, 3-hour classic tour as we're coming to you, our second hour here tonight. Breaking news, James Comey is backed off or backed away or whatever you want to call it. We'll get into that here in just a minute on the latest batch of emails. And, of course, there's still other stuff out there that Hillary's yet to explain or have Comey exonerate her on, if you will. But we'll get to that here in just a minute. 407-774-8255 is the number. I'm Christopher Hart. Got Jeff Sinis back on the bridge tonight. Got Aubrey Kahn in the studio. And, well, of course, is the great folks from Legal Immigrants for America, Steve Gushov, the director, is here as well. Good to see you once again, as I said, Steve. And this latest news, the James Comey letter today, Jay Sekulow had said something like this was going to happen. I didn't believe it, and I don't necessarily know that it's going to make any difference, but what do you think about it? Let's just put it that way.
Well, I'm going to repeat what I said in July, you know, when he first came out and said, nothing to see here, move along, you know. The Clintons got to him, again, whether it was, you know, between Friday, the 28th of October, when his last letter came out, and this afternoon when he sent the new one out. They got to him, whether it was bribery, whether it was threats, blackmail, whatever, they got to him. I mean, a lot of people think that the same thing happened to John Roberts on the Supreme Court with Obamacare, and I think it's the same thing. You look at what the Democrats were putting him through over the past 10 days or so since the last letter, where they're threatening him, they want to fire him, they want to get rid of him, et cetera, et cetera, and I think he choked again. Now, when you read that letter very carefully, there are a few things in it that are preposterous. Number one, you mean to tell me that over the past week and a half they've gone through 650,000 emails? That's, you know, what he's suggesting with that letter. So basically, the FBI was doing nothing else if they were doing that. I find that impossible to believe.
Well, they went through all of that. Yeah, they let out that they had put as extra agents on. They were working 16-hour days. But basically, what they did was they let a computer go through them. Right. They did what they call a word search.
It's no different than, you know, if you send a resume somewhere and a computer reads it, it's looking for certain keywords. You're right. They probably did that.
Exactly. A keyword search, which narrowed it down to we don't know how many. Obviously, a lot of them were weeded out. And from that batch that were weeded that you know, rose to the top, if you will, because of the keyword search, it was just those that had to be then examined.
Even that, I don't believe. I really don't. Yeah, it's right. It's like, you know, when you go on your phone, you just scroll through emails and texts. That's literally what they would have had to be doing
right
at this point. I don't believe that, number one. Number two, remember, he didn't say anything in the letter about the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is still being investigated. Number three, he didn't say anything about Uma or Anthony in the email as well, in terms of, you know, any of Hillary's relationships with them as well.
And he didn't say anything about Marina Santos.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Marina Santos, yeah. The maid
who is printing stuff out.
Printing top secret and classified information out.
Exactly.
On Hillary Clinton's home computer printer. So there's still a lot to explain. But here's why I don't think that it's going to matter to the undecideds. Because it didn't matter before. Right? In other words, if this wasn't going to make them break away from Hillary to Trump, I can't see how this is going to make them break away from Trump to Hillary. In other words, a week or so ago when he came out and said, oh, we found these 650,000. Well, that's just 1 week ago, Aubrey, wasn't it, when we broke that news here?
Yep.
Okay. 1 week ago with the 650,000. Oh, we found all these. And then now a week later, he's, you know, backtracking. But the bottom line is the 13% undecided are still undecided. So I don't think that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something else to help them make up their mind.
Here's the thing. If I was Trump, we know that Trump's people, you know, they read the Legal Immigrants for America website all the time, and I really hope they're listening right now, because Trump needs to double down on his message right now about a rigged system. His first, you know, response to this email was very good, where he's saying, again, it's a rigged system.
Yep.
Because you're right. This goes to what you're saying, where Trump, you know, Comey says in July, oh, she's okay. Move along. Nothing to see here. Then all of a sudden, October 28th, well, we found new emails. And, you know, so we're going to reopen this thing. And all of a sudden, boom, that's the big bomb. Now he comes out today saying we're not changing anything from July, which is a little bit of legalese.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of parsing words there,
right,
is what he's doing. But nonetheless, it came out. That does help her. In other words, if she's Hillary, she's doing a little bit of a victory lap now, CNC, there was nothing there, I'm great, and so forth.
Yeah.
But if Trump doubles down on his message these last 48 hours, and he says, see, folks, I told you so, it's a rigged system. The Clintons think they are above the law. To me, this letter doesn't hurt him at that point. Look, at Hillary Clinton is in Michigan today, okay? The mere fact that she has to be in Michigan 48 hours before the election is bad news for her. That's a state that she was leading by double digits just like a week or two ago.
Right.
2 weeks ago, let's say. Now she's back because that state is basically tied.
Yeah.
It's in play.
And she's trying to hold on to it.
Well, it's interesting because all of a sudden the Rust Belt has become very important in this race, where all those states, you know, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, all those states are in play. They're either tied or Trump is ahead.
Yeah.
You know, he'll probably win Iowa. And if he's able to win Minnesota or Wisconsin or Michigan, you know, that shows that it potentially could be a landslide for him.
Yeah.
That he'll get well over 300 electoral votes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We're here in Florida. Florida's obviously a huge state for him to win. But all of a sudden, if he starts picking off those Rust Belt signs, that's a sign that this could be like 1980 all over again.
Yeah. I weeks ago, predicted that it would be the Rust Belt states that where he could find victory, that's where, you know, the factory jobs lost, coal mining jobs lost, all of those, the heart of America jobs lost. And those people just were not open to Hillary Clinton's message. And they're the ones who are coming out in huge numbers to these rallies. And so.
And you know who those people are, Chris? Those are the people that Michael Moore makes movies about.
Indeed.
And exactly. All of those people that Michael Moore loves are going to vote for Trump.
Indeed. And so this is where he can find a big victory. And once again, you can kind of tell where the momentum is on the last couple of days of campaigning when you look at where the candidates are going. Who's being aggressive? Who's being defensive? Right? And right now, Hillary Clinton is playing defense.
She's going to states where she had double-digit leads just 2 weeks ago.
Right. And Donald Trump is pressing the offensive in those states. And he's got so much energy, and, I mean, he's just nonstop. I mean, five states today? That's pretty amazing.
You look at even the letter from 10 days ago. You look at the whole Obamacare disaster and the premiums. You look at the unemployment numbers, where it's still very high unemployment and jobs are simply not being created. At the end, a lot of people, when they look at these sorts of figures, and those figures all tend to support Trump, if they want change, they're going to vote for him. You know, you talked about 13% as the number of undecideds.
Right.
If they say, look, Obamacare is a disaster, Hillary's crooked, she's got the FBI in her back pocket, she's got the DOJ in her back pocket, Obamacare is going to kill us, there are no good jobs out there, we need change, then Trump wins. It's that simple.
And that has basically been his message over this last week or so, is that he's the change guy, he's going to come in. And I noticed, too, because I watch as many of these rallies as I can on OAN, One American News Network, I noticed
some of the
other networks are now playing more and more of each of their speeches. And I noticed that he does his homework.
Yep.
When he goes into a state or a particular area, he knows what has happened to them economically. And I also noticed that he's also going there talking about someone in that particular area who has been murdered by an illegal alien.
Well, he's also using a teleprompter. I was with him on Wednesday when he was over at the fairgrounds, and that was pure teleprompter. And he did a great job because almost every other time I've seen him before, he was just kind of winging it. And he was fine when he was winging it, but now he's very disciplined with the teleprompter. And you're right, he you know, tailors every single speech to the local audience. When he was here in Orlando, he talked about the Pulse nightclub. Now, that wasn't an illegal immigrant per se, but it was radical Islam.
Terrorism, yeah.
It was terrorism.
Yep.
And so he spoke about that a lot. And so you're right. Everywhere he goes, he mentions something local, which is important to do.
Yeah, because most of the people there know what he's talking about. They've seen it on their local news. They've seen it in the local newspapers. It doesn't make it into the national mainstream media because they don't want the rest of us to know about it, you see? And if they could have somehow hid the Pulse nightclub attack, they'd have done it.
Of course.
But they just couldn't do it, right? I mean, so this is the way they operate. You know, it's not so much everything they do tell us. It's a whole lot of what they don't tell us, too. And so he's very smart to go around and cater that message to each audience. And, of course, the local media is picking up on it, and they're broadcasting it in the local markets. And I don't know, to some extent anyway. And so he's on the offense. She's on the defense. There's a lot of undecideds yet to be out there. Those are all good signs. By the way, both Democrats and Republican early voting is up in Florida, and it's about neck and neck. So, I mean, if you look at the different groups, she's ahead a little bit here, he's ahead a little bit there, but basically it's pretty even right now in the early voting here in the state of Florida.
It is pretty even. I still think he's going to win Florida when all is said and done. This area, the I-4 corridor, obviously is so important because that's where Romney blew it last time around.
Yeah, and most of the Democrats will go out early. Most of the Republicans wait.
Yeah, like right? me. I always vote on Election Day.
You know, me too.
I broke that tradition for the first time this year. And yesterday afternoon, I went and I voted early. And I saw a lot of people wearing red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I went into the little booth or whatever you want to call it there. I stood next to a woman. She was wearing red. So I put my ballot down. I said, yeah, I'm going to stand here next to somebody wearing red. She goes, yeah, it's a good color, isn't it? It's like secret code language going on, right?
Better red than dead, right?
There you go. That's right. Yeah. Pardon me.
But Republicans on Tuesday will be voting early in the morning. And then later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, and before and after work.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
And later in the afternoon.
All right.
Arby, you mean they have jobs? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, someone has to keep the economy going.
That's for sure. All right. Roger is up next. Roger, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being there.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. Thank you. Three things, if I can get them in real quick. I know I'm running short.
That's all right.
About the Comey thing, that's all in the wording, like everybody's talking about it, and how even our SRN News, the way they say it, that he's nothing changed, that he doesn't think she needs prosecuted. That's not the way I remember the ruling. The ruling was no reasonable prosecutor would take the case.
Right.
Anyway, okay, and as far as Diane, thanks to Diane for calling, trying to lift our spirits. I didn't catch everything she said, but I did hear an interview from a senator, I believe it was, or somebody called in from Michigan within the last day or two, and Michigan is supposed to be looking really good for us.
It is. And that's why Hillary Clinton's is having to spend time up there here in these last hours before the election. She's trying to save Michigan. Michigan goes, it's going to be a huge night for Donald Trump, because that means he will have won pretty much the entire Rust Belt. I guarantee you. Because if he takes Michigan, that means Ohio, Iowa, Pennsylvania, all of those are most likely going to go. And
we can add that to our specific prayer.
The specific prayer is that these undecideds in these undecided states go toward Donald Trump. And with that many still undecided, if he gets 60 or 70% of those undecideds, he can bring this baby home.
Correct. And the last one, you always talk so much thunder on, you already mentioned the red, wearing red a minute ago when you went.
Yeah.
Reminded all of our Christian brothers and sisters and everyone that hasn't voted yet that's waiting until Tuesday, wear red.
Yeah, indeed.
Wear red.
Indeed. It'll make you feel good when you see other people wearing it, too.
Amen.
I can tell you that because I was one of them yesterday. All right. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you. All right.
God bless you.
Y'all have a blessed week.
You too. God bless you. And by the way, there's another group that is breaking big for Donald Trump that has not done this in many a moon, and that is Catholics. Catholics are breaking huge for Donald Trump. And if that continues through Election Day, and a lot of them are undecideds, that could be a big thing. So pray and pray hard. Pray as much as you can between now and when this thing is decided. And then, of course, Tuesday morning, our power prayer wants you out there. And if you can, get outside under the sky or into the open sky and talk right to God and plead. Say, please hear our prayers. We beg you for forgiveness. We beg you for guidance. And we beg that these undecided voters break for Donald Trump in a big way. We'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
A little Guns N' Roses for you. Pretty tied up. That's what we want to do, is tie up Hillary Clinton in the knots. Welcome back to the American Adversary. Steve Gushov is here with Legal Immigrants for America, which is a great group. They've been out there working really hard. I mean, really putting all their energy and effort into winning this election and making the illegal immigration issue front and center as it should be. And by the way, you can join them, and you can also help them by making donations at their website, golifa.com. That's golifa.com, golifa.com. Or if you'd like to, simply text LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. You'll get on the alert list that way, too. Golifa.com. It is a nonprofit organization, and for every $25 donation, you will get a copy of Steve's great book, The Bible and Immigration, which dispels all the myths out there that you've probably heard from a lot of people who think that they know more about it than what the Bible says, and that compassion is equal to just accepting any old body into our society. It don't work that way, does it?
It doesn't. And let me tell you one other thing, Chris, is, by the way, as you know, last year when I took over as executive director of Legal Immigrants for America, Jim and Paula Hansberg and I decided that we were going to turn LIFA into a national organization. We've done that. We've been all over the nation from Florida to California back this year. Well, I'm happy to tell you tonight that we are now an international organization.
Congratulations. How so?
A couple of days ago, Dutch television interviewed Paula Hansberger and Dr. Juan Torres, both of who are regulars on this show.
Right.
And so Legal Immigrants for America was featured on Dutch TV on a news show that gets about 2 million voters in the 2 million viewers, I should say.
Wow.
In the Netherlands. So Legal Immigrants for America, we're huge in the Netherlands now.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And obviously, it's a big issue over there as well, right?
Well, exactly, because they have the whole immigration issue over there in Europe. And I spoke to the producer of the show, and he wanted to interview immigrants, legal immigrants, and particularly Latinos who were voting for Trump. I said, well, you know, we can help you out big time. I know exactly who you need to talk to. So I spoke with Paula and with Juan. They did the interviews with them. They went over to the Trump headquarters in Winter Park with him, because Europeans want to understand why legal immigrants, and particularly Latinos, are voting for Trump. Because, you know, it's very liberal media over there in Europe,
sure,
no different than here. And they hear, oh, you know, Trump said all these terrible things about Mexicans and Latinos. Why would any Latino vote for him? So Paula and Juan did a great job. The video is going to be on our website tomorrow. Now, of course, it's in Dutch, whatever the language is they speak over there. So if you speak Dutch, you'll be able to understand it. But we will have it on the website tomorrow at golifa.com. Tomorrow as well on the website, we are posting a new article about a final warning from immigration officials. Immigration officials, the head of ICE posted a statement a couple of days ago basically saying that if Hillary's open borders program and philosophy goes into play, it's over. It's going to mean a lot of death and violence and drug cartels all across the nation. We will be posting that on Legal Immigrants for America at golifa.com tomorrow morning as well. And so we are just, it's a sprint. You know, I mean, these last 48 hours, it's a sprint. We're going to be with you tomorrow. We had more speaking engagements as well. We're doing other media. Because as we say, you know, it's like Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over.
That's
and,
right.
You know, even the Immigration Voters Guide, even at this late date, we are still distributing these. 16,000 nationwide, 48 hours to go, and we still have people who are ordering in English and in Spanish across the nation.
Are you going to bring some of those with you to the rally tomorrow in case?
We definitely can.
Okay, that's he's going to be tomorrow at the Decision 2016 Rally the Vote event that we're putting on at the Starlight Baptist Church in Winter Springs. The event begins at 1 o'clock, and Steve and Amapola and Jim will be there, yes. And they'll have some of these voter guides, and they'd have them in both English and Spanish, yep. So that you can get them to your Spanish-speaking friends and relatives. And once again, this is a voter guide simply between Clinton and Trump, okay? It's all about them. And I know we've spent an inordinate, if you will, amount of time on this presidential race, to some extent to the detriment of these local races, which are very important. But the way I see it, the top of the ticket is it. If we lose the top of the ticket, none of those other races are going to matter a whole lot. I mean, it's going to be a matter of some, but the top of the ticket is the key. We have got to win this presidential election. We can't wait 4 years and hope that the conservatives are going to somehow get their act together and come and save us.
Well, they haven't
too late
in the last...
at that point. They haven't. Yeah.
No, since, 1988?
Yeah.
So, right? So I ain't holding my breath for that. And somebody as smart as Michael Medved to believe that, I don't know, that guy must be pretty well off. He ain't got no worries, because otherwise he wouldn't be talking like that.
It's utter delusion to say that, because I've heard Medved and I've heard other people say the same thing, where, George Will wrote this idiotic article this week about how it's better off if the Republicans lose by a landslide, Trump and everyone else, so you kind of just blow things up.
Right.
It's like, are you nuts, man?
Yeah, you see why?
Did you get hit by a foul ball at Wrigley Field during the World Series?
Well,
come on.
Here's why he writes an article like that. He resents us, don't you see? The reason he wants Trump to lose and by a landslide is he wants all that enthusiasm that Trump has been building to be squashed, to be put in our place, to let us know that they are smarter than us, that they are better than us, that they can pick leaders over us, rather than have us do it for our own stupid, ignorant, filthy selves. See, that's where these elites come from, you see. That's the way they look at us. They resent us. He resents the fact that we chose Donald Trump and not his guy. He resents the fact that we look at him as a little pissant, which is what he is.
Well, remember, too, it's the deplorables that got Ronald Reagan elected. Two times. Because the establishment types couldn't stand Ronald Reagan. It was deplorables, who the establishment hates, that got Reagan elected twice and are probably going to get Trump elected on Tuesday night as
well. It was the believers in Christ, the Christian coalition, who really saved the day back then. Twice they did it. And it can happen again.
I think it will. James Dobson, who everyone knows, a great evangelical leader, he sent out a great video this week, basically saying that you have to go with Trump for the sake of religious liberty and the Supreme Court and pro-life, basically. And if you're, a conservative or a Christian and you don't understand that, I can't help you anymore at that point. It's delusion if you don't vote for Trump, given where he stands. To me, this election is very black and white. All these never-Trumpers, to me, are absolutely, idiotic in terms of what they're trying to say. And they're showing their true colors. That's the peril for the Republican Party right now, because I know so many people, thousands of people that I've spoken to, who have said that if Trump loses, God forbid, they're blaming it on the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party, because you've got the Bushes and Kasichs of the world, basically, who have not given him full support.
Well, and Paul Ryan waits till this weekend?
Yeah.
This weekend, he's finally out there. Yeah, we got to vote for Donald Trump. Thanks a lot. It's fine. Join the fun, but where you been?
But it's all about self-preservation, Chris, whether it's Paul Ryan or Ted Cruz or anyone else. All these guys that are Johnny-come-latelys who are supporting Trump at the last minute, Ryan Cruz, etc., they're thinking about trying to cover their own backsides, because Ryan knows there's going to be revolt against him in the House if Trump loses, and Cruz knows there's a good chance he's going to lose to Rick Perry in the GOP primary in 2018. And so it's all about self-preservation. They don't care about Trump. They care about their own selves and their own offices and nothing else.
All right. Okay. And then there is the issue of voter fraud. Aubrey brought this up in the first hour of the show. You got that story still there in front of you there, Aubrey? Something the president said the other day that's should pique people's interests.
Yeah, you can see it was also reported by Neil Cavuto, and he actually had the video of the president being interviewed, and he was asked, well, what about illegal aliens voting? And he said,
citizens, whether they are legal or not, anyone in this country should be able to vote. And anyone that does vote, if you're illegal, you don't have to worry because the voter rolls and the votes are confidential. In other words, he's encouraging illegals to vote.
He's encouraging voter fraud. Did you see this report?
I saw that and I saw the video. And all I have to say is try to go into any other country anywhere in this world and vote in their elections if you're not a citizen there. They will laugh at you and have you committed to a loony bin.
No, they will put you in jail.
They'll put you in jail.
Yeah, and it won't be a very pleasant place to believe you me. Okay, let's take a break. We'll pick this up on the other side. You can join us as well at
400. Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Or how about a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for a 7-night for Florida residents? Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. This is Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American Adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
And we're back, and Sonny will be joining us shortly. In the meantime, we've got Stephen Gushov, the Executive Director of Legal Immigrants for America, in the studio, golifa.com. Aubrey Kahn, of course, is the host of the Talk to the Experts radio show, had a great radio show yesterday, and we've got a product recall we're going to tell you about here in just a little while. And I'm Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is our phone number. Now, we're talking about voter fraud. We're going to continue that conversation here. If you think you have witnessed or have been the victim of or would just like a hotline phone number in case of voter fraud, this is it. This is a hotline number that the Trump campaign has put out for people who think that they have seen or been the victim of fraud. It is, and write this down, please, 850-972-1200. Once again, it's 850-972-1200. That's a fraud hotline number. All right, we were talking about this because the president has endorsed, encouraged, given his a seal of approval to illegals voting. And, of course, this is one of the big fears with illegal immigration, especially if Hillary Clinton gets elected. She is going to turn all these illegals into voters, isn't she?
Absolutely. I mean, she has already threatened, basically, and threatened is the right word, that she's going to grant amnesty to about 30 million illegals, you know, within her first 100 days, yeah, or 100 minutes, probably.
And that'll be just the first step to get them to be, quote-unquote, citizens, and then have the right to vote.
Look at Chris. They're going to get, you know, voter registration and driver's licenses and Hillary Care and everything else they want in about 3 seconds, basically. And so that's 30 million more voters probably for the Democratic Party at that point. That's why this election is so important. That's why if people say, oh, I'm never Trump, oh, I don't like him, he's rude, crude, and lewd, it's like, wake up, man. Wake up at this point. We are not voting for pastor of the United States. We're voting for president of the United States. It's a secular position. And it's something that, you know, thankfully, I think a lot more evangelicals are getting it these days. In terms of, I've spoken at a lot of churches, spoke with people at church today, and a lot of people are coming home. Basically, you know, maybe they didn't support Trump in the primary. Maybe they went for Cruz, or maybe they went for Ben Carson or Huckabee or whoever. But they're coming home because they see how grave and how dire of a choice this is and how dire the direction is that this nation is going to go into if Hillary gets in.
Well, just look at who has been endorsed by and surrounds himself with believers in Christ and who doesn't. Right. Look at who surrounds herself with believers in Allah. right?
Oh, in paganism. That's, I mean, even the WikiLeaks that are coming out about her, you know, dabbling her and Bill in the occult.
Yep.
In
yeah.
Haiti.
Podesta having
exactly the spirit cooking.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Podesta said in an email that Dr. Ted Noel revealed on our show the other day that Hillary Clinton, we've talked about how she has a personal body odor. It's very distinctive. And he indicated that it has a sulfurous aroma to it. So who's the, I mean, just look, I mean, here she is these last few days on the campaign trail, and she's up there with that foul mouth. You know,
Jay-Z.
And look at what he says in his songs about women and stuff. I mean, it makes Trump look like a Boy Scout, right?
Yeah. It's all right for Jay-Z to drop F-bombs and N-bombs and say everything he says in all of his lyrics. But you're right. It makes Trump look like, you know, in terms of his video, which, again, was no great thing. But it's minor league compared to Jay-Z.
Yeah, and there she was. As soon as he gets done spewing all that crap last night, there she is out there coming on stage, waving and shaking around like an idiot. And
the funny thing about that with her, and I think it was Beyonce and Jay-Z, is after the show, because they gave away 1,000 free tickets.
Yeah, they had to.
Right. After the show, before she spoke, a whole lot of them left.
Because they weren't there to see her.
Well, remember, too, the main reason why Hillary's doing this. Because Trump is polling at about 20% among black voters right now. Right now, the black vote for Trump in many states is double what it was for Romney in 2012.
Right. And
that's why she's trying to do this. You know, being with Beyonce and Jay-Z and the rest of them, but it's not working.
She mustn't have a hot mic in the back then.
but when you take Katy Perry into a black district, it doesn't have quite the same effect. She did that last night with Katy Perry.
Well, Katy's got black hair.
Hear her roar, right? Then there's the Omens. And yesterday morning, she was down there, where was it, Hialeah or somewhere like that, and a torrential downpour came down.
Right away. Yeah.
And, of course, she's spending a lot of time. This is also very telling, too, the amount of time they've been spending in South Florida. That's their territory.
That's nervous. South Florida is so blue. Exactly. It's no different than her having to go back to Michigan or Wisconsin or Minnesota. For her to have to go to Miami, which went big time for Obama in 08 and 12, again, they're nervous that they're losing that, or they're going to lose South Florida by enough so that Trump can pick off North Florida and the I-4 corridor and win the state.
Right. They need to win huge down there. And if they don't win huge, it means the rest of the state becomes even that much more important. Well, it plays a bigger role.
Well, because a lot of Cuban Americans are coming back to the Republican Party
exactly.
And supporting Trump as well.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. He's getting he may not be getting the Hispanics or the Mexicans, but he's getting the Cubans.
Well, because
he
only has to move the needle
also
about 10%.
Hillsborough County, too.
Same way, in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Our man B. Brian Blair over there tells us about that. Okay, we have Steve on the line. Steve, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being there.
Hey, Christopher, this is Steve Combs, fellow conspirator of the Center-Right Coalition.
Hey, Steve, good to hear from you.
Steven?
Yes,
hi.
I'm sorry?
I said hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real quick comment on something Steven was talking about, the illegal voting. It seems to me that trying to vote in a U.S. election when you are a citizen should be one of the most serious nonviolent felonies on our books, because it threatens to completely bring down the republic.
Yeah, well, not only that, but think of how much precious blood we have spilled to have that right. I mean, this is really what goes to the heart of the adversarial form of government, the fact that we can have a say in it, that we have a vote in it, that it is open and participatory, but for citizens. And then, a guy like Danny McKnight, he comes in here, you can tell how offended he is that people are so careless with the right to vote. This is what he and his fellow soldiers die for. And he has had to look at the faces of his dead men in Somalia to protect our right to vote, and we're going to flounder it and give it away to people just because they came here? Oh, hell no.
It's the same with the Benghazi widows that are doing the TV ads for Trump now. It's the same thing. Their husbands bled and died because Hillary didn't do anything for them. For us to give the vote to illegal immigrants, it's political and cultural and societal suicide to do that.
And a slap in the face to everybody who has spilt blood or knows and has a family member who has spilled blood. Because that's why we protect the United States, because we have that right to vote. Without it, nothing else matters. So you're absolutely right, Steve.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to get off because I have a terrible phone connection here, and we'll listen to you on the radio.
But, all right, well, thank you for the call. We'll look forward to seeing you at the next meeting.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. And so it is, and for the President of the United States to come out and say something like that, I mean, that's, to me, that's an impeachable offense. I mean, because it really cuts to the heart of our Democratic Republic, just like Steve was saying.
It is. But, you know, unfortunately, the Republicans didn't have the you-know-whats to impeach him over the past 8 years. And he doesn't care at this point. He's gone in a couple months, so he's going to do whatever he wants. He's going to say whatever he wants, you know, with regard to that, because it doesn't affect him at this point. He's off to Hawaii or Kenya or wherever in a couple of months, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, once again, this is why it's so important for a group like Legal Immigrants for America to be out there and be heard. And so once again, if you can be a member, if you can help them out, please do so, because this is a crucial, it is a monumental, it is an existential issue for the United States of America, because Trump is so right. It is simply said, and but so true. If we don't have borders, if we don't enforce our borders, we don't have a country. Because just any old body can come here and take advantage of us, which is what they're doing, which is what the president has been encouraging and allowing and facilitating for 7.5 years, which is what this hateful, spiteful woman would do for as long as she could do. And believe me, this idea that she wants to bring us all together and be the president of us all and have love over hate, give me a break.
Wasn't Obama supposed to do that 8 years ago?
He sure enough
How'd that
was.
Work out?
Yeah. No, this is one of the most hateful, spiteful, vindictive individuals you will ever meet, hear, or know of in your life. There is no way in God's heaven or the devil's hell that she would ever bring anything together for anything good. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow, Decision 2016, Rally the Vote. Please come out and join us. Steve's going to be there. He's going to have voters' guides. It's going to be at the Starlight Baptist Church. The event begins at 1 o'clock. Doors open at noon. And you can get your tickets at am660theanswer.com. That's am660theanswer.com. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
Beautiful day. I step outside to see the
sun
shining down on
me. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
A little Stevie Wonder for you there. If you are superstitious, get out those rabbit's feet or whatever. And
I think
them.
Bill and Hillary were listening to this in Haiti, weren't they?
I guess so. All right, I like to rely on the power of prayer. So please participate in our power of prayer, the final of three, Tuesday morning between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m. and if possible between the hours of 4 and 5 a.m. And once again, pray for forgiveness for our country, for straying away from God, and then pray for another chance and pray that undecided people, people who haven't voted, that their votes, their decision be guided to Donald J. Trump.
Chris, when I spoke at the Baptist church last week in the villages, I said, we cannot pray God bless America these days. We have to pray God have mercy on America.
And God forgive America.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I believe God will. But we have to ask for it, and we have to be sincere.
Yes.
And that's one reason why I'm calling this a power prayer and asking you to do it between certain hours, because it means that you're doing it just for that. It's not like you're interrupting your regular day to pray. If you're going to get up between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning like me, you're going to get up for one reason, and that's to pray to God for this election to go our way, to go God's way, and that way be with Donald Trump as his earthly servant.
Well, and there is such a spiritual element to this race. There really, really is. Paul and I, we did a speaking engagement for Legal Immigrants for America in Jacksonville a couple months ago, and one of the other speakers who was very well-versed in what happened in Benghazi called Hillary Luciferian.
Yeah.
Luciferian. I thought, wow, that really nails it. And look, as I said before, Trump is not up to be pastor of St. Andrew's Chapel or First Baptist Orlando or any place else. He is definitely a checkered and sinful man, as we all are. But president is a secular position. You look at the presidency in a certain way, the way that you would look at an auto mechanic or a cardiologist. You want someone that's going to do the job and do the job right and do it right the first time and not mess it up.
Right.
That's how Christians need to look at this.
And just go to the Old Testament and look at some of the individuals
Cyrus.
God has chosen to do his deeds for him. Moses wasn't a great guy.
King David.
David.
A murderer and an adulterer, but was a man after God's own heart.
The greatest king in Jewish history. Right? So don't tell me he can't do it today. God is just as alive, just as tuned in, just as concerned about what goes on right here on this little puny little rock as he ever has been. He's here now.
You know what's an amazing thing, Chris, is when you look at the three men that wrote the most books in the Bible, who were they? They were Moses and David and the Apostle Paul. What do all three of those have in common? They were murderers. They were killers, all of them.
Yeah.
God will use sinful men. We are all sinful men.
Right.
In positions to help out his children, his community.
You see,
that's what people have to remember, because the opposite is really bad. You know, I mean, if we turn away from God, this nation, any further, and this nation says, oh, yeah, we want Hillary and everything she espouses, forget it. It's over. It's the decline and fall of the Roman Empire at that point.
Yeah.
God will say to us the same thing he did to ancient Israel in the Old Testament. Ancient Israel would say, God, we know better than you what we want. We want a king. We want to worship the golden calf, et cetera, et cetera. And what would God say? He would say, okay, you're on your own at this point.
Right.
That's
right.
What's happening. His hand of judgment will be on this nation.
Right.
Big time if she gets into office.
Yep. See, he has chosen Trump because God's smart enough to know that he's the right guy for this situation.
He is a Cyrus.
You know, I can't get out of my mind. I read a biography about him.
and talks about when he went to the New York Military Academy. His old man, Ralph, sent him there because he had caught him skipping school to go into Manhattan to buy switchblades, right? Because he had seen the movie West Side Story, and he thought it was cool to be a gang guy, right? So the old man said, and that was the final straw. That wasn't the first and only thing. That was the final straw. The old man said, I obviously got a hellion here. So he sends him to the New York Military Academy, which is like the book Lord of the Flies. Yeah. You got all these young boys there and all these hormones raging in this military, really highly disciplined environment. And he rose to the top. He thrived there. Don't tell me that that's not the kind of world that we live in today. Right?
Oh, it's the Jets and the Sharks, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
It sure is.
Seriously, there's a lot of switchblades out there.
Right. And he knows how to function in that environment. You see, that's one reason why God has chosen him. He's not just chosen him, he has groomed him, he has brought him up. His whole life has been to bring him to this moment. And just look at what he is doing around this country. People are just, when they go to these events, it's so uplifting.
Look at Winston Churchill. If you ever read about Winston Churchill, read a biography of him. He was no prize when it comes to good manners either, all right?
No.
You know, I mean, he was nasty in many ways, but he saved England. They needed him during World War II.
They had run him out of politics.
He was not a Boy Scout or whatever they have over there.
They had run him out of politics and then fortunately were smart enough to realize they needed to bring him back because he was the right man for the moment.
The right man at the right time.
And guess what happened after World War II? They ran him off again.
They bounced him out again and then brought him back again.
Yes, right? So God can do it. We can do it. All right, JJ is on the phone. JJ, thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, great discussion.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I got to go to the Trump thing last Wednesday, too. It was very good.
Cool.
But I got an email from the Sons of Liberty that said, this was disturbing. The fix is in. NBC affiliate in Chattanooga accidentally post election results a week early. Hillary wins presidency 42% to Trump's 40%, but they've since taken it down.
I saw that, too. And what they're saying, MSNBC or whoever it was, is that, we were just practicing the graphics for election. Just practicing the graphics to see what they look like. Make sure all the colors are pretty. All the numbers are correct.
Right, right, yeah.
Watch out for the media on Tuesday night. They're going to call states, I think, for Hillary early to try to discourage Trump voters.
Don't be surprised if they call Florida early.
Yeah, like at 7:01.
Right. Forgetting again about the panhandle.
Like 2000.
Yeah, well, all I can say is those are, that's, I hate to say that, but that's bad luck to do stuff like that, okay? To go out and claim victory before you even have it. That is stupid. That's...
And something I can't get over, I wish Trump would say more because I don't think it's common knowledge. The fact that she got out there and said that she gives 91% of the funds of the Clinton Foundation to charity.
Yeah.
Reverse those two numbers.
6%. Yeah. Saying it's barely 6%.
Yeah, he had his opportunity to deal with that in the last debate when she brought that up.
But the Clinton Foundation paid for Chelsea's wedding.
Yeah.
Chelsea got a nice wedding out of it.
Yeah.
And her $15 million Manhattan apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, her father-in-law is a guy who worked for a long time for George Soros.
Yes. So she's got, surprise.
That's why they had their wedding at Soros, is one of Soros' mansions or something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, that tie goes deep into the Soros family there.
And dirty money.
It is dirty money, dirty people, and we need to clean them out. And we got our chance Tuesday. We got to get her done. So, I wouldn't put too much stock in that, but certainly that's wishful thinking on their part, no doubt about it. And
this shows you what they're up to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, they're not going to, they'll do whatever they can to win this election because that's what they do in general, and this time in particular. But I don't think it's going to have the same effect this go around. There's there's other forces being brought against them as well.
I just hope it's huge. I just hope Trump's victory is huge.
It has the potential to be. With 13% undecided, if they break in a big way for Donald Trump, it'll be a landslide election for him.
Yeah. Remember,
it'll be morning in America again.
Well, indeed. That's a good comparison, yeah. JJ, because remember, in 1980, just 2 weeks before the election, Jimmy Carter was ahead of Ronald Reagan by 8 to 10 points.
Right.
So the entire vote went to Reagan just in the last few days, and he won in a landslide.
And in
that last
weekend, yeah. Carter was still ahead by about 4 to 5 points. Yeah. That's right.
And
so you're seeing similar numbers.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah, but we'll be singing a whole lot of stuff. But see, this is the point. You see? Did you see what happened in Chicago this week when they won the World Series? That's a taste of what could happen in this entire nation if Donald Trump wins this election. Because it's a sense of relief, of joy, of... You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I like that analogy. That was very good.
Yeah, because people have been waiting, begging, hoping, praying for this for a long time. And when it finally happens, people will be so appreciative. And believe you me, the glory will go to God because the numbers will show that this will have been won by Catholics, by evangelicals, and
African Americans, and Hispanics, legal immigrants,
and those are all
blue collars,
all believers, heavy believers in Christ. All of those groups you're talking about, heavy believers in Christ. So this will be, it will be a new day, a morning in America, as you put it, in many different ways, and most significantly because we will have a spiritual rebirth, what'd you all call it, reawakening?
An awakening. Well, we're going to get the government we deserve, one way or another.
One way or the other.
One way or another, you know.
Yeah.
But if it goes the right way then, and Trump wins, on Wednesday, instead of singing Go Cubs Go, we'll be seeing Go Trump Go.
Go Trump Go, that's right. Hey, thank you, JJ. Appreciate that heads up out there. All right, so there'll be things. I mean, as I said, you got this news from Comey. That was a big shot in the arm for the Clinton people. They'll be able to tout that. But once again, I don't think that's really what the undecideds are looking for. They're looking for who is going to solve the problems and make their lives better. And I believe that they've kind of feel like Trump could do that, but they've been reluctant to break towards him because of all the nonsense been going on.
Remember another thing about Comey's letter today is that Trump has had the last 10 days or so to pound Hillary on the email. She's only got two
right
now. So he's had 8 additional days more than her to pound her on the email corruption.
Right. And then there's always Marina Santos, Hillary Clinton's and Aubrey Kahn's house cleaner.
Oh my, you trying to land me in trouble now?
You're the one that taught her how to print out those dastardly emails that perplexed Hillary so. She had to get her maid to print out classified and top secret emails. How about that for you? All right. Now, I think that this is going to break toward the change candidate, toward the candidate that can convince these undecideds that they will make their lives better. And I believe that that Donald Trump has the advantage there. But it's going to take some work to get it done yet. And we want you to help us do that. Once again, join LIFA, please. Go LIFA.com and donate $25 or more. And if you donate the $10 over the $25, you'll get extra copies of the Bible and immigration. And by the way, this election is just the start of your work.
Immigration's not ending come November 9th. We're going to be very active in 2017. So stay tuned for more from Legal Immigrants for America.
Win or lose, LIFA is going to be key and right there in the fight. Win or lose Tuesday, they are going to be key going forward. So please be a part of it. Help them out and stick around because we still got another hour to go.